these regulations start with the acting attorney general deciding to appoint somebody who has a reputation for knowledge, familiarity, and integrity with the Department of Justice regulations. So that from the start, you're picking someone who can be expected to fulfill that role in a responsible manner. Then the special counsel's jurisdiction is defined by the acting attorney general. Contrary to what my friend said, our jurisdiction has never been expanded. It has been explicated in orders that have been taken cognizance of by courts, by the acting attorney general. For what it's worth for the court, acting attorney general Rod Rosenstein testified before Congress that he is aware of what the special counsel is doing. He's fully exercising his role in holding the special counsel accountable for operating within the zone of his activities, and that's what he's doing. And if the special counsel were straying outside of it, he would take action. So there's jurisdictional limitations on what we can do.